Where to begin? How about
once upon a time?
How many times have you heard that to begin a story? Let's do something else. I got it. Here we go. Here's how to open a movie.
Max and Peña!
No, I don't think so. It sounds familiar, doesn't it, to you? Oh, no, not the book. How many have seen opening the book before? Close the book. We're not doing that. Here's what we're going to do. Why don't I just go back to the day things took a turn for the worse?
Run for your lives! Everyone run for cover! SOS! Mayday! Mayday! Code Red, duck and cover! You're all in danger! Run for cover! Run for your life! Emergency! Emergency!
The piece of the sky somewhere on the ground here.
Huh?
It was shaped like that.
It looks like a stop sign?
Yes, only it doesn't say stop, and it's blue, and it has a cloud on it. And it hit me on the head.
It looks like a stop sign.
Well, look, wait, what's that?
Son, is this what hit you?
Oh, no, Dad, it was definitely a piece of the sky.
Piece of the sky. It's okay, everyone.
Dad, no.
There's been like a little mistake. It was just an acorn that hit my son. A
no,
little acorn.
Dad, no.
Quiet, son. This is embarrassing enough already.
Chicken Little, what were you thinking?
Why would you put your town's safety in jeopardy?
How could you miss saying a stop sign for an acorn?
But it'd be a big acorn, Little Fluff.
What did he say?
Big acorn, Little Fluff.
It was a big acorn?
It was an ape throwing coleslaw?
Big acorn, Little Fluff.
Gesundheit! Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish. Gibberish of an insane person.
Ah, oh, come on, Buck! Your kid went and scared us all half to death.
Well, tell you folks, my son, you know, kids do crazy stuff. You have
to... No, Dad... It wasn't an acorn. It was a piece of the sky. Really, it was. You gotta believe me.
A movie. They're making a movie. When will everybody forget your big mistake? First it was all over the papers, then they wrote a book about it, then the book on tape, and the board games with little spoons with your face on it. And the website, the commemorative plates,
yeah.
You know, you saw them,
yeah,
right?
I saw
you can't
them.
Eat off them, but they're there.
Well, they're not microwave safe.
Billboards.
Yes,
you saw the billboards?
Yeah, I saw them.
There's a bumper sticker. I knew it was only a matter of time. Billboards I could live with. Posters I could even live with. But a bumper sticker, it's like glued on forever.
Look, Dad, it doesn't even matter. You know why? Because I've got a plan.
Yeah, about that. Well, remember how I told you it would be better for you just to lay low, don't call attention to yourself, right?
Yes, but...
It's like a game. Yeah, a game of hide and seek, except the gold is never to be found. Ever. Great. Now we've got a plan, right? I'll see you later. Remember, lay low.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Look, Mama, there's the crazy chicken.
Yes, it is crazy little chicken. You're so smart. We don't make eye contact. Bye-bye.
That's it. Today is a new day.
It was a recipe for disaster. A four-course meal of no siree. The team that happily ever after was happy everyone was after me. It was a cup of good intentions. Tablespoon of one big mess, a dash of old reactions, and I assume you know the rest. I probably took the wrong direction. Well, I admit I might have missed a sign or two. I took a right turn at confusion. I left when I should have gone straight on through. I ran ahead with my assumptions. And we all know what that can do. Confusion and a few confounding things. I get the feeling in this town I'll never live till I live down the one mistake that seems to follow me around. But they'll forget about the sky when they all realize this guy's about to try to learn to fly or hit the ground. Intentions. A tablespoon of one big mess. A dash of overreactions. And I assume you know the rest. One little slip. One little slip. It was a humble little stumble with a big ungraceful one. With a few confounding things.
Very well, Foxy Loxy.
Present pretty and punctual.
Goosey Lucy. Master Runt of the Litter.
Present and accounted for, Mr. Woolsworth. Oops, step on tinsel.
Loser.
Henny Penny. Here. Ducky Lucky.
Here.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Here.
Porcupine. Porcupine.
Yo.
Fish out of water.
Woo!
Quite. Abby Mallard.
Ugly duckling.
Plus, I will not tolerate rude behavior at the expense
hey,
of
hey, hey, no worries, Mr. Wandsworth.
You mustn't sneak up on me, ugly, Abby. Where was I?
Ugly duckling.
Oh, yes, sir. chicken, little.
Tardy again.
Class, turn to page 62 and translate each word in mutton. He.
Bah.
She.
Bah.
They.
Bah.
We.
Bah.
Okay, everyone, listen up. I don't want to hear any quacks, tweets, oinks, whinnies, or cockily doodle doos when I say dodgeball.
Oh, man.
Pump
Pump it, pump it, pump it.
Split into two teams. Popular versus unpopular.
Coach?
Yeah, unpopular.
Shouldn't we review safety guidelines?
Sure. Hit the pig, kids.
Calm down, Ron. Just do what Fish is doing.
I had a run-in with my old nemesis.
Scum in the crosswalk.
You won this round.
Your old foe.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming on your right. Yeah, I heard about the movie. Tough break.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe it'll just go straight to video.
That's the least of my problems. This morning, my dad told me I should basically just disappear. But you know, that's not going to get me down, because I've got a plan. You want to hear about it?
Uh-oh.
No. This one's good. Okay, well, look. One moment destroyed my life, right? One moment. Warthog, it's 3:00.
I see him. Yes!
So I figure all I need is a chance. All I need is a chance to do something great to make everyone forget the whole sky-falling thing once and for all. And then, my dad will finally have a reason to be proud of me.
Time out! Nurse!
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, man, what's going on?
So,
what do you think?
Okay, listen. You said the sky was falling. Your dad didn't support you. You have been hurting inside ever since, right?
Well,
it's hurt.
Well, it's hurt,
it's
but...
done, it, oh, okay?
Yes.
That's the nutshell.
But
what's got to happen now is the nut needs to be cracked open. And not one little chip at a time, but bam! Smash! Bits of emotion flying everywhere. Anger, frustration, denial, fear, depression, in fact. You see what I'm saying? All right, forget the nut part. Okay, well, here's the main thing. You have got to stop messing around and deal with the problem.
Here's
the real solution. You and your dad, talking, closure.
Closure?
Closure. Talking about something until it's resolved. Wait, hold on. See? Look, there's a whole section about it in this month's Modern Mallard. Incredibly appropriate. Woo.
I told you, I have a plan.
Yeah, but according to Cosmo Duck, you should stop the squawk and try the talk. And Beautiful Duckling says avoiding closure with your parents can cause early molting. See? Closure. Come on, just repeat after me. You, your dad, talk.
Abby, listen. Talking's a waste of time. I gotta do something great so my dad doesn't think I'm such a loser.
Come on, you are not a loser. You're inventive and resourceful and funny and cute. And...
what?
Runt, should Chicken Little have a good talk with his dad and clear the air or keep searching for Band-Aid solutions and never deal with the problem?
Band-Aid solutions?
Runt!
Well, I'm sorry, I'm very bad at reading facial cues.
Ugh, Fish, help me out here. Men.
'Twas beauty that killed the beast.
I guess only girls are good at honest communication and sensitivity.
That does it. We were in a timeout, Foxy. Prepare to hurt. And I don't mean emotionally like I do.
Pull back, man, dude!
Chicken Little! Not showing up for class! Inappropriate school attire! Picking fights in gym class! And the fire alarm!
Ever since that sky falling incident, he's been nothing but trouble. Now look, Buck. You know I have the utmost respect for you.
I mean, you were Buck Ace Cluck, our school baseball star.
But let's face the facts. Your kid, he's nothing like you at all.
Okay. Thank you for talking to me. I'll take care of my son.
Dad, it wasn't my fault.
That's,
it was Foxy.
That's all right. It's fine. You don't have to explain anything.
Hey, Dad. I was thinking, yeah, what if I joined the baseball team?
Sorry there, buddy. Sorry. Baseball? Son, we talked about this.
Yeah, right. But, you know, that was when I was small. And, you know, I put on 5 ounces this year. I've really bulked up.
Really, son? Baseball? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, why not? But why?
Well, you know, Dad, you were such a big baseball star in high school, you know? Oh. I figured, hey, you could give me some pointers.
But son, you know, I'm just wondering, maybe baseball isn't exactly your thing, you know? Have you considered the chess team or the glee club? And then some teenagers, you know, they get quite a rush from stamp collecting.
No.
You want to stop? We'll get some stamps.
No, I don't like
all
stamps.
All colors, colorful things.
No, I was thinking baseball. I can't wait to see the look on your face when I smack that ball in for a touchdown. Dad, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Just do me one favor, son.
Sure, Dad, anything.
Just please try not to get your hopes too high.
Yeah, but Dad, I mean, I think I can. Okay, Dad.
Yeah.
my dreams through the polluted air. I'm walking on a wire, running out of time. There's no room in this old heart of mine. Hungry minds will stare you in the eye. Spread it and lay the biggest lie. Words jump off the pages, passion hit the streets.
Since Okie Oaks has beaten longtime rivals, the Spud Ballet Taters. So now, down by only a single run, and with a player in scoring position, we finally have a chance again. This excitement isn't just about the fun of baseball. It's not about the prize. It's about the gloating and rubbing their noses in it.
The na-na-na-na-na we beat you taunting, if you will, that comes with the winning.
Yeah! That's right, folks. Okie Oaks and the Honorable Mayor Jerky Lurky will finally have bragging rights again for one full year. But this battle has taken a heavy toll on our hometown heroes. After 9 grueling innings and several players out with injuries, the Acorns are scraping the bottom of the roster. Hopefully, there's just enough muscle on the bench to pull out a win. Up next,
Chicken Little.
Clearly a long shot, folks. Little hasn't been up to bat once since joining the team.
He's gonna lose the game for us.
But wait, if he can just get a walk in advance to first, that powerhouse Foxy Loxy can step up and save us all. She's had a terrific game so far. A shoo-in for the MVP trophy.
Okay, kid, listen up. You have an itty-bitty, teeny-tiny strike zone. There's no way he can throw you out. Just take the walk, don't swing.
Yeah, but Coach, I have a good feeling about...
Look at me. Don't swing, take the walk. You hear me? Just take the walk.
But Coach, wait...
Don't swing!
Nervous, gangly, barely able to hold the pine. Little advances to the box. He's going to bat from the right. Make it the left. No, the right. The right.
Easy out!
Well, sir, looks like left field's found something better to do. Center field's got a hunger pang in his stuck in the stomach. And right field's
digging for grubs.
Play ball!
Why him? Why now?
I won't embarrass you, Dad. Not this time.
Here's the windup. The pitch. It's a high cutter.
Ball!
Strike one?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I've seen roadkill with faster reflexes. The catcher lays down the signals. Here's the pitch. Curveball low and outside. He swings!
Hey, rat two!
No!
I said don't swing! No.
Batter up!
That's 2 in the hole. One more strike gets a punch out, folks, and we're all going home.
Today is a new day.
Don't swing!
Oh.
take away my squeaky toy. It's a hit!
A hit?
A hit?
A hit?
A hit?
But wait, the batter is still unbelievably at home plate. He's standing in a daze. Run, kid, run!
Go, son, run! Run! Run!
There he goes, headed the wrong way. Wait, wait, wait!
No, no, not that way. Run the other way.
Turn around!
Wait, wait, wait. He turns. I've never said these words before, but he's actually rounding home plate. Right behind him, Goosey Lucy steps on home and...
Take me back. Take me back.
We have a tie game. Meanwhile, they're scrambling in the alley. Looks like Rodriguez has it. No, it's the center fielder. Mayhem in the outfield, ladies and gentlemen, as Rodriguez is fired to second. Catch is complete, but where's the ball? Little touches the bag and keeps going. It's a hunt for the rock. The fielders are having a little trouble. Some kind of commotion out there.
Oh, it's stuck. It's stuck.
Tip the cow.
Tip the cow.
Oh, it's the old tip the cow play. As the kid heads for the hot corner, looks like a stand-up triple.
Yes.
Hold up. No. Incredible. He's still going for the whole enchilada. The entire ball of wax. The kid and Caboodle.
Come back. Come back. You're never going to make it.
The kid's got gumptions. He's trying to lighten his load. With the entire outfield right behind him, Little's on all cylinders now. He slides to the dish. Here comes the center fielder. It's going to be a bunt open. And he's at home!
You're out!
Oh, folks. Folks, what a heartbreaker.
Wait.
Wait a cotton-picking second. Hold your horses here, and horses hold your breath. This might not be over. He's...
safe! The runner is safe!
It's all over, folks! The acorns have done the impossible! For the first time in 20 years, we won the pennant! Mothers, kids, your babies, you've witnessed a miracle! Remember where you were at this moment. The smells, the sounds. There's a new winner in town, and his name is Chicken Little.
I'm so lucky, eh?
Yes, Chicken Little, it's all yours. The victory, the triumph, the glory. And, of course, getting doused with a sticky, gooey sports drink that soaks into your undies and shakes for hours. This is one memory you'll savor forever.
Yes, we won! We won! That's my boy out there! That's my boy!
I am the champion, my friend. And I'll keep on fighting till the end. Bow, now, now. I am the champion.
I am the champion.
But gone is the loser.
'Cause I am
the champion of the world. Yo!
He's the wind-up.
And the pitch!
It's a knuckleball right down the middle.
He swings!
Crack!
It's going!
He rounds first, then on to second.
And it's high off the wall!
He flies past third and heads for the plate!
It's a mad scramble for the ball. There's the throw. Hope it's going to be close. He is safe!
Hey, yes!
The mighty acorns win!
Oh, geez, you know, I guess that puts the whole sky is falling incident behind us once and for all. Hey, kiddo?
You bet, Dad. Unless you think we need closure?
Closure? What's the close here? Unless you think we need them.
No, no, not
then
me.
It's closed.
I agree.
It's shut tight.
Vacuum sealed. Oh, okay, great. Closer, I don't know.
All right. Enough fun. Good talk. Good talk, son.
Here, I'll give you a push.
Rock me a little. Hit me, Bond.
Okay.
Okay, I'm up. Hey. Good night, Ace.
He's the wind-up and the pitch!
Thanks. Thanks for the chance. Nothing?
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard you yell.
No. I fell out of bed.
Huh? How'd you get over there?
Over where?
There.
Where?
There. How'd you get over there?
Who are we talking about?
Never mind. What's the difference? Look, the past is behind us, right? Tomorrow's going to be a new day.
Please be gone, 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 please be gone. Good. Watch this. Bizarre.
Okay, let me guess. You haven't told your dad yet.
Well...
I knew it. And why haven't you told him? Because there hasn't been any you, your dad, talking.
No, there was talking. There was definitely talking.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? What did he say? What? All right, that's... it. We are doing an intervention. You have got to stop messing around and deal with the problem.
She's right. Abby, please. This is exactly what fell on me the first time. There's no way I'm bringing this up again with him.
No, he's not.
Run.
Sorry. I'm a gutless flip-flopper.
Okay. I'm sure there's a simple, logical explanation. I mean, it could be a piece of weather balloon. Or maybe it's part of some experimental communication satellite.
I don't care what it is. I just want it out of my life. Gone for good. Everything back to normal.
Hey, remember when that icy blue stuff fell from the sky? Everybody thought it was from space and stuff. And it just turned out to be frozen pee from a jet airplane.
Yeah, that's right. It's frozen pee. Yeah, it's frozen pee.
Pee, 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 pee. Could you stop saying that?
What? Pee?
Pee.
How about tinkle?
Piddle?
Whiz?
Wee wee?
Okay, subject change.
Make fishy?
I don't care what it is! Now, are you gonna help me get rid of it or not?
Flying fish! Take cover!
Fish!
No!
Fish!
Come on!
Wait, whoa, son, where's the fire here?
Chicken Little has something to tell you. Tell him. He can handle it.
What are we talking about? Gotta go, Dad. Bye.
You gotta be ready to listen to your children, even if they have nothing to say.
Stick tight, fish!
Fish, we will try to save you!
Yeah!
Help!
Go!
Oh, you didn't know what it was. I'm sorry. Wait! Sorry!
Kirk! Hey! Fish!
Trophy herb. Maybe he's a half-living host implanted with their face-hugging embryo babies. One thing's for sure, man. He's gone. Gone, man.
Not yet.
Oh, snap.
Overboard while you still have a chance. Just leave me some ammo, a little water, some chips if you have
them. Come. Okay, all right, no. Listen. Run. Okay.
Where's your bag? Where's your bag?
Breathe. Slowly. Okay. Now, just do the thing you do to relax.
Can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Fish!
Fish, are you okay?
Did they hurt you? Say something!
Yeah, don't tap the glass. They hate it when you do that.
All right, let's get out of here.
Where's Lunch?
We're next.
Run!
Okay, that's it. We're running back to your house and you're going to tell your dad.
Okay, you're right. Into the mall? Come on, buddy.
I'm sorry. Tension makes me float.
Come on, guys. Hurry.
Look out! Hey! Curse these genetically tiny legs!
Oh, fuck!
nervous eater.
Fish! The school bell! We've got to ring the school bell to warn everyone! Come on!
Hurry! Hurry!
It's locked!
They're coming!
I need a soda. Come on, buddy, come on, buddy, come on, buddy.
Corners all wrinkled! Why are we doing this?
What happened? I blacked out there for a second.
I am, folks.
Ring the bell! Gosh, you can literally ring the bell!
Let's check the weather with Riz.
The cold front is moving in, so...
The alarm bell has been activated! Quick! Get a camera crew!
Chicken Little, you better have a good explanation for this!
There's... It's a... You have a...
What did he say?
There's, it's a, yeah, don't do it.
Follow me. Come on, hurry, hurry. Alien's here. Alien's here.
It's happening again.
Come on, hurry. Hurry. Come on. You're about to see it. Quick, it's taking off. Come on, if you don't hurry up, you're going to miss it.
Oh, look! A penny!
Guys!
Oh, right.
Hurry! Oh, hurry! Come on! Quick, it's taking off! Come on, hurry up, please! We just waited!
What are we looking for?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I know this looks bad, but there's an invisible spaceship right there with aliens who are here to invade Earth. Let me show you. Ah!
Ah! Ooh, bad throw.
Okay, let me try again. Okay, well, we all know I don't have a very good arm, but you see, there are these cloaking panels on the bottom. They make it disappear. And I know this because one fell out of the sky and hit me right on the head.
No, it's the acorn thing all over again.
There's no story here.
Well, at least we can sell the video to Chickens Gone Wild.
I'm telling you, everybody, it was here.
Oh, wait, there were aliens.
It's true that their eyes are glowing and the tentacles and maps with planets with evidence for them.
Well, that's enough. Don't make Mommy take away your Streisand collection.
Mom, you leave Barbara out of this?
Why can't you keep that child of yours under control?
I'm telling the truth.
This is nonsense.
Dad, I'm not making this up. You gotta believe me this time.
No, son. I don't.
I can't tell you how embarrassed I am, folks. I'm really sorry about this, everyone. Looks like this is just a big, crazy misunderstanding.
Well, other than the penny, this whole evening was a wash.
Oh, Mr. Cluck, don't take it so hard. No one blames you.
Reports of panic and mayhem are still pouring in after yet another Chicken Little incident last night. In one instance, an entire family of lemmings was sent running in fear. But unable to find a cliff, they instead began throwing themselves from the nearest park bench.
Hello, I'm sorry. Hello, I apologize. Hello, give me a break. Hello, what? You were trampled? That's terrible. I thought rabbit's feet were supposed to be lucky.
You have hate mail.
I'm truly sorry. That wasn't very funny.
You have more hate mail.
Hi, what are you saying, sir?
Your hate mail box is full.
Oh, yes. I do see the sky writing there. Thank goodness the cloud blocked the last letter. Hello? Hey, watch your mouth. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I'd like to see you try. Okay, I love you too, Mom. Bye. Hello, really well.
If there was ever a time to talk to your dad, it's now.
It's too late for that.
It's too late. Baby, now it's too late. But they really did try to make it.
Runt. Just think about it.
Something inside has died and it just can't hide. It just can't fake it. Oh, no.
Run, I really just want to be alone right now.
Oh, Abby, run, fish! Look there, look there! What is that thing?
His name is Kirby?
They left him behind?
Darth Vader's Luke's father?
No. Come on. Don't cry. We're here for you. We're going to do whatever it takes to get you back home, okay? Here, blow.
Okay.
Oh, that did work. See, guys? He's cool. He was just freaked out, that's all.
Ah!
Those are your parents?
Oui, da.
And they brought the Galactic Armada? Watch out for the kid! Don't hit him!
Son, there you are! Quick, get in the car! We gotta go!
No, wait, Dad, I gotta tell you something.
What? I know, you were right. Alien invasion. I see that now. Look up, there it is.
Yeah, you know, about that. It's actually just a rescue mission.
Rescue mission?
Yeah, you see, this alien kid was left behind by mistake, and they're just coming back to get him. So we have to help him, Dad, because if we don't, who else will?
What?
Ugh. Forget it. You wouldn't believe me anyway.
Son! Son, come back! Son! Chicken Little!
Mr. Clark! Wait, he's telling the truth!
He is! Go give it his track record. We understand why you don't believe him!
And you with the running and the jumping.
Dad, no, wait.
What are you guys doing? We gotta get out of here. It's like War of the Worlds out there.
Stop pulling.
Just listen to me for one second. It's not dangerous.
We are under attack. Will you two stop messing around and deal with the problem?
You're never there for me.
What?
Okay, that's not what I had in mind, but...
You're never there for me. I mean, you were there when I won the big game, but not when I thought the sky fell. And not at the ball field, and certainly not now.
This is good. Keep going.
You've been ashamed of me ever since the acorn thing happened, and we have to talk about it, because modern Mylar says avoiding closure can lead to molting, and I'm already small, and on top of that, I don't think I can handle being bald.
I didn't realize, son. I never meant to. Yeah, the acorn, the sky, I mean the whole... You're right. Your mom, she was, you know, she was always good with stuff like this. Me... I'm going to need a lot of work. But you need to know that I love you, no matter what. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if I ever made you feel like that was something you had to earn.
Let's go.
Okay, Dad. Now all we gotta do is return helpless little Kirby.
No! Return this whatever it is? This is crazy, crazy.
Crazy wonderful. Just tell me what you need me to do.
You really mean it?
You bet. Anything, son.
Come on, Dad. We've got a planet to save.
Crazy supportive. That's me.
Whoa!
This thing likes to nibble, doesn't it?
By the way, I'd like to say I've always found you extremely attractive.
That's closure.
What's going on? Oh, they've given her an alien mind wipe!
Okay, son, what do we do now?
Okay. This is a piece of cake, Dad. All we have to do is take the kid down the street to the giant metal alien.
Oh, we surrender! Here, take the key to the city! Key to my car?
Tic-tac?
I got it, Arthur.
Forget plan A!
Uh-oh. Okay, what now, son? Oh, by the way, I support 100%.
Plan B?
Of course, plan B! What is plan B? What? You have to go to the bathroom? Uh-huh. You want juice? Uh-huh. A snack? Uh-huh. Corn dog? On a stick?
Want to play some golf?
What do you want? I stink at this. I'm a horrible father.
Okay, Chucky.
No, I am.
Pachita!
Oh, is that your parents?
Pachita!
That's it, Dad. Plan B. All we have to do is duck and weave through traffic and make our way through town square while avoiding the death rays from those alien robots. Then we get to town hall, climb up to the highest point on the roof, and give the kid back to its parents.
Yeah! Ah! Ah!
Wow! Robot! Get in it!
Now that's what I call taking out the trash! Okay, son, now what? Fire truck!
Run! No! Turn around! Let's go back to town hall!
But they'll vaporize us! You want me to do what?
Run! Just do it! It'll work! We'll survive!
I will survive?
Break, Abby!
Okay!
Boy ladder, bitch! I will survive! Hey, ha!
Plan D! Yeah! Thighs hurting, drumsticks burning, but loving you! Full support. I can't get out. Come back, son. We can't go out this way. It's too dangerous.
No, Dad, I can do this.
It's too dangerous.
I can do this. I can. You gotta believe me this time.
I do, son.
Okay, hang on tight.
Yes!
Here's your kid! Look over here! Here's your kid! He's okay! He's all right! Stop the invasion!
Run!
I'm here, son.
Dad, look out!
Get away from my boy! Get away! Hey! Nobody ain't good.
Oh! Tic Tac?
Why did you take our child?
Hey! Just hold on there, buddy. My son did not take your kid. You were the one that left him behind. That's bad parenting. And I should know.
Silence! Release the child.
Okay.
Sweetheart! Oh, Kirby, I'm so happy to see you, my darling.
Oh, it was close.
Well, at least they're back together.
They got the kid.
You have violated Intergalactic Law 90210, a charge punishable by immediate particle disintegration!
Oh, snap.
Rogita.
What's that?
Rogita.
I don't quite...
Alvin, honey. He's saying they're telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
It was just a misunderstanding.
Well, then, this is awkward, huh?
Yes, it is.
I suppose I should...
Put the big guns away?
Yes.
Now put them down.
Oh, of course.
And turn off your big voice.
But I don't...
Turn it off.
But...
Alvin.
But I don't get to use the big voice very often.
Alvin.
Yes, dear.
Hi. Anyone want to try the big voice? Again, I cannot tell you how sorry we are for this whole misunderstanding.
Oh, dear goodness. We are so very sorry.
Yes, we are. And if it hadn't been for your son there, well, we might have vaporized the whole planet.
What?
Oh, my goodness, what a shame that would have been.
Tell him.
I mean, where else would we have picked our acorns?
We stop here every summer on the way to the in-laws.
Every year.
Oh, yeah. Look on all the other planets. You can only find them right here on Earth.
Just as it says here on your primitive graphic display.
That caught our eyes.
Okay, everything's been put back to normal. Except for this one over here.
Hi, y'all.
Foxy?
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lolly.
She got a brain waves a little scrambled during reconstitution, but no worries, we can put her back the way she was.
No! She's perfect.
Lollipop! Lollipop!
Scary.
Whoops! Darling, look at the time. We better get a move on. All right, then. It was good meeting you. Sorry for the whole full-scale invasion thing. But, hey, I'm a dad. You know how it is with your kids. When they need you, you do whatever it takes.
There goes that panel again. Every year we come here, this thing falls off. Seriously, honey, someday it's going to hit somebody on the head.
Oh, nonsense.
Uh-huh. You can't return the panel, can you?
Now that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. You threw away the receipt again.
Silence!
Melvin, did you just try and use the big voice on me?
Who are we talking about?
No! I like to see the movie they make about you now.
I just hope they stay true to what really happened.
Oh, son, these people are from Hollywood. The one thing they will never do is mess with a good story.
Red alert! Man your battle stations! Status report, Mr. Fish.
Commander Little, the evil Fox Moxian army has broken through the planet's atmosphere.
Oh, but that means...
Yes, I know. The sky is falling.
Commander Little, no!
Please, call me Ace.
Oh, Ace, no!
I never intended to bring you into this. Abby.
Runt, you're copy.
Yes, Commander.
Runt, my friend, an alien fleet is about to invade Earth. Civilization as we know it depends on me, and to a lesser extent, you. So I've just got one question for you. Are you ready to rock?
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low.
Brace your pork shield, runt. Prepare to engage. Stay on target. Stay on target. Give him a taste of the other white meat. Captain, look out.
Runt!
Runt, are you all right?
No, no. You gotta go on without me, Commander. Just leave me some ammo. A little water. Some chips if you have them.
This is amazingly accurate.
He was my good friend. Oh, Abby, at least I still have you. Abby.
Ace!
Abby.
Ace!
Abby.
Ace!
Good people of Oaky Oaks, though at times it may feel like the sky is falling around you, never give up, for every day is a new day.
A new day!
Woo-hoo!